Psalm 98. And it says this: Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity.
So kids, why do you sing songs? Do you sing songs generally because you're happy or because you're sad? I think happy is right. I think normally we like to sing songs because they're happy. And we've already heard some happy songs, haven't we? If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Clap, clap. But sometimes we like to sing songs because we're feeling sad. We might sing a song like, if you're sad and you know it, give somebody a hug. Or a really brutal song about little monkeys that get eaten by crocodiles. Now, a psalm like we've just read just now is a song, or it's a poem. And it would have had a tune that everybody would know. A little bit like Wheels on the Bus, sort of. But this song that we're looking at today says that everyone, everywhere around the world, should join in. Because it's a happy song. A song of special news. And what is the special news in this song? Well, it's something that God has done that is so amazing that everyone should know about it. Everyone. When this song was first written, it was about a victory that God's people had had. Something really amazing had happened. So they wrote this song. But now, over time, this song has become even more important. It means so much more to people because it's a song about a much bigger victory that God has won. The biggest victory that the world has ever seen. This is a victory where Jesus beat death itself and has made it possible for us, you and me, to be friends with God. Now, this might seem like a really strange thing to do in church, because happy music is normally about happy things. How weird that people in church sing happy songs about somebody dying. Imagine that. What a weird thing to do. Normally, you'd sing a sad song about somebody dying. But in church, we sing happy songs to remember Jesus who died on a cross. But our songs are happy because we're happy, because we're celebrating. You see, if Jesus had stayed dead, then it would be really strange for us to be singing songs to him, wouldn't it? Happy, happy songs. But we are happy because Jesus didn't stay dead. The Bible tells us Jesus came back to life. Jesus beat death. And his promise is that this is true. And if we trust that and become his friend, then we can live forever with God too. It's not just Jesus, it's us. We can live forever. That is the best news ever. And that's got to be worth singing about. And that is why this was a loud song. It involved shouting and being noisy. Because it was not something that a quiet song would be able to do. Now, I used to work just outside the preschool office, like my office window, looked over your preschool playground, and I heard many of your songs over many years. And you would sing Twinkle Twinkle, but Twinkle Twinkle is not a song that you sing very loudly, is it? You're Twinkle Twinkle. It's a nice song, but it's a quiet song. But you know when the preschool children really like a song, because the volume level reaches decibels that are just inappropriate in most contexts. And that's because being noisy and celebrating is something good to do. And this psalm is so exciting, a quiet song just won't do. So the psalm tells us that we can do three things, and I'm quite excited about doing these three things in church this morning, because normally these would get me in trouble. So I might need you guys to stand up, if that's all right, because you're going to need to help me out. So if you could stand up for me, and I'm going to tell you three things this psalm says we can do. So I need you to do them. The psalm says we can shout. Who can shout? On three, let's shout as loud as we can. One, two, three. That is pretty good. The psalm says, secondly, that we can sing. Who can sing? I've already heard you sing. On three, let's sing La as loudly as we can. One, two, three. La! That's pretty good, pretty tuneful. And the third thing is, the psalm says we can make music. Now, you've been talking about music all morning. I think you should grab an instrument from this box. And you're going to help me in a second. We're going to make some music. I'm going to nick Jane's tambourine because I've always wanted to do this. It's not just Jane who's allowed to beat the tambourine. Okay. Are you ready? It doesn't even have to be a real instrument. A paper one is fine. Okay. On three, we're going to make the best music you can ever try doing at preschool age. Are you ready? Let's go quiet, let's go quiet. Ready? One, two, three, go! That's pretty good, that's pretty good. Jane has more rhythm than I do, so I'll probably pass that over to her. That is brilliant, because in this psalm, it says, even the mountains and the seas join in with the song. Everyone, everything, everywhere around the world makes noise to God. And we sing songs to God because of what God has done for us. You see, God sent Jesus to rescue us from a life without Jesus and to save us, to be friends with God forever. Now we know, because we read it in the Bible, that it says one day Jesus is going to come back to get all of his friends to come and be with him forever where he is. And one of the ways that we get ready to do that is by singing to the whole world about what Jesus has done. How he died, but how he came back to life. And he's going to bring all of his friends to be with him forever. So we're going to do that now. We're going to sing a great song. And I want you all to join in. You can sing, you can shout, you can shake your instruments. Because we're going to celebrate 10,000 reasons why we're happy in church. That is a lot of reasons. So I'm going to ask everybody to stand up and we're going to sing this song together. 10,000 reasons.